Let's move down now to verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last days. Now we are kept by the power of God. This is the keeping power of God. And this is probably one of the most wonderful words that we have here. Kept by the power of God through faith. Now, I want to say something. I don't want to be ugly about this at all. The old Scotchman, you know, died, and he left word of the epitaph that he wanted on his tombstone. And you know, we Scottish folk, we are economical, not only with money, but even with words, with everything. And he just had one word put as an epitaph on his tombstone, and it's the greatest that I know of. You know what it was? Kept. K-E-P-T. He was kept. Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And that's the same thing Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you think he can keep you? Now, may I make this statement here. There's so much emphasis being put today on this. Oh, are you an adequate Christian? Well, you want to know something? I'm not. I wonder if these fellows that are giving all these messages, have they reached some celestial level that I haven't been able to get to? And they say, are you sufficient? Are you satisfied? No, my friend, I'm pressing on the upward way today. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not satisfied. I haven't found life sufficient. I haven't found any little gimmick that'll work. And all of these are the works of the flesh. Now, I'm going to make a strong statement, and it's going to be so strong that some of you ought to sit down if you're standing up to hear this. My friend, you cannot live the Christian life. Somebody says, you don't mean that. I do mean that. And I challenge you to show me a verse or any scripture where God has asked you to live the Christian life. He hasn't done that at all. I got an old nature, and that old nature is going to be with me. Now, I'll admit that at times it really shows. I got a bad temper sometimes, and I say things even to my wonderful wife, and I go up later and make up with her, you know, and I take her in my arms and tell her I'm sorry what I said, and she forgives me, and it's nice making up always, you know. But may I say, that old nature that you and I got, you can't do anything with that. Listen, you can no more improve that old nature than you can take a gallon of Shalimar perfume and take it out into the barnyard and pour it on a pile of manure and expect to sweeten it. You can't improve that old nature, and you've got that old nature, my friend. Now, the only way in the world that you're going to live a Christian life is by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the fact that you're kept by the power of God, my friend, right on through till the day that you're delivered to Him. And as we're going to see, it has to do with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.